And this is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and each Tuesday we get together with the President and CEO of the Arts Alliance to discuss the creative industries in Washtenaw County. We explore the people, businesses, organizations, and institutions that contribute to this sector, and ultimately to the economy and our quality of life. Usually, Deb Pollack and I are joined by a guest, but today we're making an exception. The August 7th primary elections are a week from today, and we are but 98 days from the November general election. In each election cycle, the Arts Alliance surveys candidates appearing on the Washtenaw County ballot, and this year is no exception. Deb Pollack, thanks for joining us again on WEMU.
David, it's always a pleasure. Glad to be here.
So what's the purpose of putting this survey out to candidates?
Well, the purpose of this is that as much as everything else in our community is important, the arts and creative industries plays a big part, and we know we're just a part of it, but it makes for the overall well-being of our community. And so the Arts Alliance works to engage our elected officials in advancing the purpose and importance of the arts and creative industries for all those reasons that we talk about frequently on this show on Creative Impact, the impact that it has on our community. So our surveys and our advocacy work is intended to not only inform and educate our elected officials, but also to persuade them to use the opportunity that they have as elected officials to move that agenda forward. And the survey is, in fact, to test their interest and inform them and to see what their position is before they get elected.
So what kinds of questions are you asking the candidates?
Well, we're actually asking them questions about things that they can actually influence when they are in position. So first of all, as an advocacy organization, we have to ask all candidates about their position. So we invite everybody who's on the ballot in Washtenaw County to respond. And we're actually really quite pleased with the response this year. We have almost 40% of all the candidates that are on the ballot in Washington County responding. And so what we are interested in, what are the things that they can engage the arts and creative industries in? Things like municipal planning. Can they start and have commissions, arts and creative industry commissions within their governments? Can they invest in the arts and creative industries through appropriations or grants or those sorts of things? And also, can they be, as candidates, as elected officials, more appropriately, advocates for arts and creative education, advocates for the arts and creative industries in general? So we're actually asking them specific things that they can do and will do once they are elected.
And if you look around Washtenaw County, I think very few communities actually have arts and cultural affairs as part of the strategic plan.
That is correct. We have not found that's not entirely true. There are just a handful, just a very small number of, 29 municipal governments in Washtenaw County, and a very few of them touch on it, maybe two or three touch on arts and creative industries, arts and creative culture whatsoever in the municipal plans whatsoever. So we want to make that part of what they do. Part of, because we value that in our community. We know from statistics, we know from surveys of the general population that this is an important thing in our communities. And so we put value on other things, libraries and schools and transportation and parks and recreation. Those are built into our municipal plans, but arts and creativity, arts and culture is not at this current time.
Well, as the head of an arts organization, you've already pointed out that you have a vested interest in the answers you get from these candidates. What do you learn each election cycle, and then how do you use that information for the following election cycle?
Well, it's an interesting question, because we used to ask kind of general broad questions, like, what do you think about the arts and culture? What's your experience? Do you participate? And we kind of get these sort of platitude answers. Oh, I took piano when I was 4, or my kids are participating in it, or I attend this and I do that. And yes, I like the arts. And we didn't really get substantive, core kind of answers. So we've actually gone more towards specific questions, yes and no answers. If, when you are in office, will you work towards the development of an arts and cultural commission in your community? Will you be an advocate? Will you join a caucus when you're on the state legislature? yes or no. And so we can feed that information to, for example, our state partner, Creative Many Michigan. So if, in fact, somebody gets elected to the state legislature, we can say this candidate said as they were running that they would join this caucus and be a champion for arts and culture on the state level or on a national level or here on the local level.
Arts funding and cultural affairs, that rarely makes the top of list of issues that people consider when choosing a candidate. So what do you think it provides voters in helping shape their candidate decisions when they review your survey?
Well, I would say that that this is actually something that voters do look at. They look at that overall big picture quality of life reality in our communities. It is one of the things that we do look at. It's not the only thing, but it's absolutely one of the things that many people do look at. Again, when we did our last survey of the public in Washtenaw County, it was a significant, over 75% of the people in our community value arts and culture and believe that the government should be involved with it for tax-based funding and or investment. So it is an important quality of life issue. Is it the only one? Absolutely not. But is it something that people should do pay attention to? Most certainly. So, and the other thing is if we only leave the decision-making in regards to the investment in this sector, and this has to do with education, this has to do with jobs, this has to do with quality of life, you know, and oh so much more, but if we only leave that to the wealthy people that can, that do in fact support so much of this, that means that we're leaving out the people that can benefit from this in oh so many ways in the decision-making process. And so I think it's very important to have the general population through our elected officials, through our investment of tax dollars and support in this, in these endeavors. So yes, it is an important part of what we do. Again, it's not the only thing, and we know that, but in the same way that we're interested in how our elected officials and our decision-makers engage in the environment and engage in other things, this is one of those issues.
You've raised something I'm very curious about. First of all, we're talking with the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollock. She is our content partner on 89.1 WEMU's Creative Impact. We talk about creating a breadth of understanding and interest in these issues. In assessing where the candidates' responses are coming from, was there any difference in responses from the candidates representing communities with differing socioeconomic status? When we talk about having other issues, there are certainly things that are top of mind and of importance than this when they're discussing what's important for their communities and their constituency.
Well, I think that somewhat depends on who's in the race and what's going on. So right now, we have candidates that are running locally, county commissioners. We had a great response from county commissioners. And then we have the cities of Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor. We had a great response from Ann Arbor, less so from Ypsilanti. And I think that that's to some extent because there's less competition in Ypsilanti at this particular point in regards to who's on the ballot. I don't know that I'm surmising that. I don't know exactly why that's the case. And that might be a follow-up thing that the Arts Alliance might want to do. So it's a hard to tell. But I do know that we've been, you know, as we have been doing this regularly since 2012, the response has increased. The knowledge of candidates about these issues has increased. So I think we are succeeding in the education of our elected officials in regards to these issues. And I encourage people to take a look at the Arts Alliance's website and the responses to the surveys and how candidates are responding. So we are making progress, and I think we're pleased with that.
Well, our time together is winding down, but I do want to ask a final question. The August 7th primary is a week from today, and then the campaigns begin for the November 6th midterm elections. Will you be doing another survey of candidates for that?
Well, we have actually already done. We had a deadline on this survey of July 22nd. A number of candidates did not make that deadline, and they've asked us to reopen it. And yes, we will for those that are running on the ballot for the November election, and we will also do this for school boards and others that are not on the primary ballot. So, yes, we will be extending this through the November election.
Deb, as always, thank you for the time. I do appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and thanks, WEMU, for all the great coverage you put towards the local elections and candidates. It really is incredibly important, valuable service to our community.
We'll do it again next Tuesday, Deb.
All right, thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
That is Deb Pollock, President and CEO of the Arts Alliance. Deb is our content partner for Creative Impact, which you hear each Tuesday. To get more information on today's topic and to visit the archive of Creative Impact shows, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.